I was boarding at 12 today.
Hey, Lori.
Did you ever put that agenda item to Gideon? Do you remember those things
no.
that you sent me from
the We need to. Do you remember the policy?
All right.
They changed the policy to not allow the addresses of our students. Do open records, remember? Because charter schools come in and ask for an open record.
No,
yeah.
Who was that? Somebody advised us to do that.
Had I asked the Rick Lopez. What was Rick like?
Not to use the address.
Good evening. It is 5:37. This is let me take a deep breath. This is the first time I actually do this. December 2nd, 2015. This is a special board meeting of the Gunnelview Independent School District. Sonia, can you call roll?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Fritzy.
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Here.
Mr. Medina.
Present.
Mrs. Quintana. Absent.
Yeah, she said she's not coming in, she's ill.
Thank you for the record. Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Here.
So, Dan, can you please read out the first item?
Yes, ma'am. Item number two, new business. Discussion and possible action regarding a request to audit the CHS cheerleading account and inventory for school years 2014, 2015, and 2015-2016. Mr. Rodriguez.
Good evening, Board President Ms. Fritzy, board members, Dr. Garabis. And today we're bringing an item that has been requested by the board. And in accordance with the internal audit policies and procedures manual approved by the Board of Trustees, individual board members may request to the board a special internal audit assignment. The board must approve the special assignment prior to being conducted. And so the nature of the audit is related to the CHS cheerleading account and inventory for school years 2014-15 and 15-16. The cheerleading club has experienced turnover in the coaching position over the last several years, and this has led to concerns regarding the lack of continuity and accountability for purchases and inventory. And so I just open it for discussion for the board to provide guidance related to this particular item.
Anybody have any questions or discussion?
What will you be displacing in its place?
Can you repeat that, sir?
What will you be displacing if you were to put this into the audit?
And I'm thinking everything kind of gets pushed back. The item that I was thinking about was there's a district-wide compliance type project, and so I mean I would consider I mean if the board is okay with it, we'll get over that next year.
Okay. Thank you. That's the only question, ma'am.
Hector, next year meaning January next year or next school year?
Yeah, next fiscal year, okay. And so. It would be July 1st, that 16-17 internal audit plan.
Madam Chair, can I ask a question?
Mr. Rodriguez, how many hours do you think this will take?
You know, it's difficult to determine that. It's easier for me to answer that question, you know, once we get started, almost like a preliminary review or assessment of, you know, the situation. Mm-hmm. And so if it's a typical audit, I think it's going to be less time than if it turns into some type of investigation where we have to go into detail and
just like brackets, you know, like 5 days to 10 days, 1 month to 10 months, you know, can you just bracket it somehow about what?
Right, so I'm thinking a couple of weeks, so what?
So like a month?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And I think this project, I mean, I could say this, it's more limited scope as compared to the other projects that we have on the plan, where it's a large scope and it takes more resources to complete.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. So thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other discussion?
So, Madam Chair, go ahead and direct Internal Audit to place the cheerleading accounting and inventory audit to be placed into the audit plan for 2014-2015. Is that correct? 2015-2016, I'm so sorry.
Is there a second? I'll second.
I have one other question. No, did you give the year? We're going to audit 2014 and 2015 as well as 2015-2016?
Yes, that's the scope that we're presenting here. But it would impact the 15-16 audit plan.
Okay. But you wouldn't go back any further than
14-15? No.
No, for 15-16, the audit would be for this year. So it would be 15-16, because we're in the school year, couldn't it?
No.
Just clarification, since we're modifying the audit plan, it would be for the audit plan for 2015-2016, correct? Not for 2016-2017,
that's correct.
2016-2017 or
2015-2016?
15-16. Yeah, but to move it on to the 2016-2017 school year.
No, I'm saying we put it on to this year.
Yeah, this year is in the audit plan.
That was the first and the second. Ms. Rizzi.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Yes.
Motion passes. Item 2B, discussion and recommendation regarding the use of a search firm for the associate superintendent position. Mrs. Carrasco.
Madam Chair, or Madam President, trustees and Dr. Galaviz, there's an item in reference to the search. I just want to give you an update as to where we are. Based on our last meeting, the direction was for it to be handled internally. We've done that. We've posted the position. We've posted with various organizations, TASA, TASBO, Apesal Times, Apesal Career Builder. It's been on our website. We've done some marketing, calling other districts in our region to let them know about the position. It was in the newspaper last weekend. So we've done that internally. Currently we have 8 applicants for the position, and that's where we're at now. I also provided you a timeline for the associate superintendent in your packet, and as to how we were planning on you know, the interview and handling that. I can tell you that the position officially closed on Sunday night at midnight, and on Monday we went ahead and extended it another week. So we're hoping to get at least, you know, two or three more candidates, but to add on to the 8 that we currently have, and then we'll be reviewing the pool and moving on to the interview. So at this point, you know, we did get some, TASB was offered to assist us in the search. We also had another company that also gave us a quote to assist us with the search. My recommendation would be for us to go ahead and continue down the path, and if we don't find anybody during that interview that will fit, since they've got some pretty big shoes to fill, then that we go back to the drawing board and go through the search firms and then consider that. I did offer that I did have money in my budget, $3,500, to pay for the TASB should we want to go down that route, or at least a contribution to the other search firm. I believe their quote was $3,000 plus airfare and expenses. And so certainly that one would be more than the $3,000 or the $3,500. But I did post the article in the newspaper. That was $2,500. So currently I've only got $1,000 available. Should we decide to go with the search firm, we would have to see where else finance can budget the money.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Question? I guess I want a little bit of clarification because the documentation that we're looking at in relation to this agenda item is more in relation to what we talked about in our November meeting, which is J&G and TASB. And if you can clarify, did we direct at the time in November to actually begin a search with the school district actually conducting the search? Was that the action?
Yes, I was told, I was given the direction to go ahead and move forward internally.
What does that mean?
And if we erred it, that would be on me, Mr. Medina, because we did go forward and we heard, at least I heard that message, is to go forward, see what we get. If we don't, then we'll go back and look at these two options of TASB or JG Consulting. So we wanted to see what we could do on our own because that's what we heard from the committee.
So it was a committee recommendation, it wasn't board?
Well, it went to the board and then Mr. Rodriguez brought it out saying that he did say a committee he wanted to.
It didn't go to the board?
No, it never went to the board, it went to the consent.
No, it never went to a consent. It was not even put on.
It went to the committee.
It didn't.
The committee said to go ahead and go for it. And at the committee meeting, you wanted it to go to the whole board. Correct?
Correct.
But it didn't come to the whole board.
It didn't come to the whole board.
So now it's coming back to the full board.
Yeah. So we just took it upon ourselves.
That's where I was confused. Yes. Like,
so either you want us to stand down and just stop the process and reroute somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly can do that if that is the board's wish. Or do we continue down the path? Like I said, we've got 8 applicants. We'll see Friday. Between now and Friday, we get any more. We can go down that route and see what we've got and do the interview process and see what you all think, and then regroup. Or do you want us to stand down at this point in time and then go down the
I guess the only reason I had that question to clarify, currently we have some high profile positions that are also up, facilities, webmaster, there's quite a few up in the air. Not to say that you would neglect the duties of that, but wouldn't it best be served to go with an outside search firm to sort of, you know, not encumber these other ones? Because facilities, we're in the middle of a facilities master plan. We have some other critical areas, from what I understand, that are vacant at this time. I mean, how many vacancies do you have?
We have already large pools of applicants for the executive director and for the webmaster. As a matter of fact, I believe Ms. Pankarski is reviewing the applicants, and we're getting ready for the interview for the executive director. I want to bring that recommendation to you in the board meeting for in a couple of weeks when we have the regular board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So that recommendation will come forward to you. Webmaster, Mr. Griffin, is already reviewing the applicants. He started doing that between yesterday and today, so we'll be setting up the interviews for that for next week. So, you know, we're on track with the position, so I mean, we've done all of this before in the past. So for us, it's business as usual. So if you want us to continue to go that route, we can. If you want us to regroup and go in a different direction, we can do that too.
I just want to make sure that, you know, the business of the district is not being overshadowed by a search for an individual that could be handled outside at the same cost. It seems like they're all about the same, $3,500 to $5,000. So more than anything, it's not a reflection on your performance, more so, is it best served to, you know, continue doing what you normally would do to do that? But if you don't see that as a problem, then not at all. Thank you, ma'am. That was the only question I had.
Madam Chair, if I...
First, Ms. Gonzalez.
Okay, go.
My only question is, I know that you had provided us a timeline.
Yes, sir.
And at that time, Dr. Galaviz had expressed that he wanted that person to be on board so that they could shadow Ms. Brigham. I don't know.
That's correct. He had expressed to me, Dr. Adams had expressed to me that he wanted that hopefully we could get somebody on board so that would have at least, you know, a few days before Ms. Brigham left, you know, so that she can kind of walk them through And so that was something that, you know, that's what the timeline that we've done. It's got a little bit of cushion in the month of January, because on the timeline for the associate suit, we would be looking at preparing a recommendation to the board in the January regular board meeting. So, I mean, should that not happen, there's some cushion there, of course, that, you know, we could go ahead and extend it if that's something that if we encounter any hiccups or if the board decides to continue the process longer.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Did you want to go, Ms. Searles? Were you? Just real quick, in regards to, I guess, so we spent $2,500 on El Paso Times, right?
That's correct. On the posting, and then, of course, it's going to it goes for posted months. On the Career Builder website.
And I guess this is my concern in regards to, you know, and I've used Monster, and I'm sure you, Adrian, have. And I don't know what you all use or like the company, but in regards to, let's say the posting of the El Paso Times, it goes to two weekends, which pretty much nobody, or how should I put this before?
Decreased.
Bob Moore calls.
Decreased.
The circulation has decreased, and at the same time, people don't go to the El Paso Times to look for jobs. I think what we need to look at is how do we focus on, especially for high-level positions, in regards to, I see that, I guess we had eight applicants, and I guess either the pool wasn't that big or the quality of the pool wasn't that great, and so now we're providing another week. What I would like to see is just, you know, it was about the same if we were to go with somebody that privatized within the area of our, or specializes in the area of education, that we give sort of the authority to the superintendent in regards to if it doesn't look good, then okay, go out and look. But we've also talked about this happening at the high school principal areas of concern, which I think now it's good, but you know, I think it's a mechanism that could be used to go get quality individuals, whether it's from the region or the state, but it allows us to hopefully get quality people and check it out. And so, I'll let Ms. Searles talk for a bit.
Mr. Rodriguez, so it's your recommendation is to research advertising with Monster.com.
No, my recommendation is that if you as the HR director and administration feels that the poll isn't quality, that you all use this mechanism of having somebody that specializes to go out and look for people. And so you all may use it this time or not, but I think there has to be, you know, that concern in case we do have a time constraint or the quality of the pool is not good enough.
So if we are not successful to finding the right candidate, then my understanding is that then we move forward with the search firm, and at that point, are you saying that administration will make the decision as to which search firm to use, or do we bring it back to the board for discussion?
It's y'all are expertise in those areas. You make the call. And you all go forward. I think, you know, it's an important position, but the details is not, you know, how we go about it is not our job. It's, you all should go about that.
I think they've already made that recommendation to take it in-house. That's why they're doing it in-house.
Yeah. Well, the committee recommended it, but.
So, Madam Chair, what I'm hearing is that we've got eight candidates. We've spent money. Dr. Galavis is probably hopeful that we've got someone that is going to be a quality person. Eight is a phenomenal amount, in my opinion, especially at this time of year, of qualified candidates. That we're almost three quarters of the way through this process. We're about to break for Christmas, and by the January regular board meeting, we're going to have a recommendation. I would like to move that this agenda item be postponed until the next committee meeting and bring it up, or board meeting, bring it up again. If we wait, that we stay the course. This is like changing horses in midstream. We've gone this far. We need to continue on this course. It would be very unstable for us to change at this point when we've got eight people who would be qualified and like to work for us, that we should be able to continue with this until we see what the outcome is, which is only one short month away, and then bring this back for consideration at that point, if there is not a person that's satisfactory to the board to hire. So I'd like to move to postpone this until the next, until a meeting in January, after we've heard the recommendation from the administration.
Could you possibly have, it would be too short of a time to have something for the 15th, right? Could you narrow down to maybe three people by the 15th?
In other words, are the eight quality enough to go to three? Or, I mean, it sounds like you're going to go out for more.
Yeah, can you condense it to maybe three to have? Would that be okay, Ms. Rolls? Do you think that would be a good idea to maybe condense to maybe three or four, or cut in half those
people? I don't, you know, that to me is up to them.
Yeah.
We would have to review all the applicants, and like I said, it's still open. It'll close on Friday. So
there may be two or three more, and so we can
look at those, and then at that point we can certainly move forward and plan on setting an interview and see if we can find somebody.
Because I don't think there's another district in Region 19 at this point that is using a search firm for an associate superintendent position, and with our finances as they are, we've gone this far financially. We need to follow through. We're setting a bad example. That's not a good example to set.
So there is other districts using search firms and stuff at these positions. My biggest concern is, I don't think, you know, I think we should rely on our staff in regards to who they're going to select, or if they need to decide. I don't think that should be left up to the board in something minute like this. I mean, they did without the board's approval to go for the El Paso Times, and I think they should be allowed to do that within, if they need to go to somebody that specializes it, and they should have that choice. I don't think if we wait till January and they say, you know what, we need to do a search, and then it comes out to, you know, it takes 30 to, so I think we should leave it within their hands and not make that board decision on that minute of a decision. It's only 3,000 to 5,000, which is a critical position, and we need to make sure that we get the best person possible to that position. Let's say there's no applicants by Friday. Let's say
there's
one.
I don't think
eight is enough.
Well, there's eight.
We have.
It's not like there's going to be none by Friday. There's eight. That's a lot of people. Eight people is a lot of people.
Well, do we know if they're qualified, though?
We don't know.
Well, I don't know the answers to that.
Yeah. I guess that's the concern I have. But you've already started the course. I kind of agree. This is not a contract that small is not within our purview, to my understanding. So you've already started the process. Administration's already done this. I don't even think we need to bring it back in January. Just if you find them, great. Yeah. If not, then you come back to and go then.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is, if you do find them within this, then great, come back with the recommendation. But if you all feel that you all need to go a different route, then that's your all's call. And that's what I'm saying is, I don't want to make that call or hinder the district within time. Because let's say there is eight, one gets more, and then four say, you know what, they don't want to apply, and then it levels it to five, and maybe three are in-house and two. You know, let's try to get the biggest pool and have administration do that.
That works.
So really, we need no action on this at this time?
No, I would say no action.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Next agenda item.
Okay.
Item 3, executive session. The meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code Section 551.071, 551.072, and 551.074.
You don't need 551.074.
I'm sorry, sir. A, discussion regarding the potential acquisition of real property.
I know. It's like a Velcro.